A trial resumes for an unjustly accused pastor in Azerbaijan. India's government is shutting down relief camps and forcing believers out. And a ministry reveals the world's worst persecutors of Christians. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Azerbaijani Christians are still struggling with an apparent crackdown on evangelistic work. Meanwhile, Pastor Hamid Shabanov's case may be moving forward today after long delays. He's a pastor the government's been trying to silence over the last year. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith confirms that
it appears that he is scheduled to appear in court again to continue this case. If you remember, he had been arrested last year on trumped-up charges. And in an effort to get that church closed down.
Shabanov's ministry has gotten particularly close scrutiny because of the church's unregistered activity. Although SGA supports work there, it's difficult. Pray because
the believers in these regions don't know really ultimately what the next step is going to be. But their attitude is that the Lord's called them to proclaim the gospel, and they're going to keep on proclaiming the gospel no matter what those difficulties are. And I think our role here, of course, is just to continue to hold them up in prayer and be of whatever service we can possibly be to them.
Meanwhile, thousands of believers in India who suffered violent attacks last fall have nowhere else to turn. The government's shutting down relief camps and forcing Christians out with no compensation or relief aid. Mission India is providing emergency relief kits to families in Orissa, but they need your help. Relief kits include clothing, food, and gospel material. With a gift of $35, you can provide these supplies for a family of four. Pray that God will protect believers in Orissa. You're listening to Mission Network News. Have you ever wanted to see a spiritual breakthrough in your city? Missionaries in Germany do, and Greater Europe Mission has designated Cologne, Germany as a breakthrough city. GEM will focus prayer and resources on Cologne for 12 to 18 months. The goal is to prepare spiritual ground for God to expand His kingdom. You can do this in your own city by praying and acting on opportunities to share God's love with people. Pray for a breakthrough in Cologne. Next, North Korea has again been named as the worst place on earth to be a Christian. Open Doors USA released its annual World Watch List yesterday, ranking North Korea number one for the seventh year in a row. Rounding out the top six are Saudi Arabia, Iran, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Maldives. Mueller says this is more than about making a list.
We're actually formulating agendas for serving those persecuted Christians, for actually going in to those countries in clandestine ways and providing relief and support so that they might remain a light in a very dark place.
Mueller says their desire is supporting the needs of the national church.
Whatever they need, we go and get for them. So in most cases, it's to be remembered in prayer. Number two, they usually ask for a copy of God's Word of their very own. Most of these countries either outlaw the Bible or make it very, very difficult to get, and it's certainly impossible to distribute widely.
And despite drops in the economy and rise of new governments, World Hope International will remain the same. David Erickson says that amidst so much change, World Hope will continue to carry out its mission in 2009.
What we're clear about here at World Hope International is that the motivation for our work has not changed and cannot change. We seek to glorify the Lord and extend His love, care, and hope to people who desperately need to know that that's real. They need to experience it in their lives.
World Hope continues to seek out ways to end human trafficking, to strike urban poverty growth, and to bring clean water to those without. The core and meaning of their work remains Jesus Christ.
Our mandate is to make a difference in people's reality now in such a way that God can use that to make a difference in their realities for eternity.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what house church leaders consider their biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.